Shkalim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. B'shalosh kupos shalosh shalosh se'in terminus alishka. They'd have three chests, that each of these chests would have three sa'as worth of coins. It's a machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, like the Rav, how they learn. But we're just going to go with the Rav's pshat. And what was happening here is that from this lishka, from the chamber room, they would take out the money. And from the chamber, they would put it into these chests, these three chests. And then from these three chests, these three boxes, they would then be tarim. They would take the money from there for the karbonos. V'chosuv behen aleph beis gimel. And then these three, on the outside, it was written, one of them was written an aleph, one of them a beis, one of them a gimel. So like the Rav explains, so from these three, the first one, they would buy from that one first karbonos for the tzibur, and then afterwards, when that money ran out, they would buy from the second one, and then finally buy from the third one. That was the trumas alishka. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yevonis kosov behen, alpha, beisa, gamla. This is written in Greek, as the Gemara darshins, because it says, Yafta lukim li yefes, v'yishkoin ba'ole shem. So yefes, Greek, is the most beautiful Lashon, and it should be dwelling in the Oalei Shem, which is in the base of Mikdash, so that's why Dafka, they would write it in Yevonis. Mishnah continues, Einotarim nichnas lo bepargud chofes. The person that did Shumas Alishka, when he took this money to buy the karbonos, he would not wear anything with a hem, v'loi b'minol v'loi b'sandal. He also wouldn't have shoes. The machlek is what a minol is, what a sandal is. One of them had soft leather, one of them had rough leather. Now, Lamaisa, one can't even go into the Beis HaMikdash with shoes anyway. So, of course, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that he shouldn't wear shoes? Tfar Sol explains, maybe it's coming to teach me that not only, obviously, you can't wear regular shoes. Taisis Yontav actually learns that it's just Stam telling me, based on a Gemara in Yevamos, that that's actually the reason, just because you can't go into the Har HaBayis with these things. But Tfar Sol explaining that even if the issue of wearing leather shoes into the Beis HaMikdash didn't exist, for example, you're not wearing leather shoes, let's say you're wearing canvas or cloth or things like that, where you're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with those types of shoes. Nevertheless, when it comes to the Trumas HaLishka, don't go in with those shoes, because we're afraid that you're going to be hiding coins in the shoes. V'loi betfilin. When you did this, you couldn't be wearing tefillin, even though there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. You had to take it off. We'll see why soon. V'loik bikamiya, not an amulet. Why not any of these things? Shem miya'ani, because he may become poor afterwards. V'yomu mi'avon halushka ha'ani. They'll say, you know why he's an ani? Because he stole from the lishka and that made him poor. O shem miya'ashir, or maybe he became rich. V'yomu mi'trumas halushka ha'ashir. You know why he's rich? Because he stole from money from the trumas halushka and he used that money to become rich. A person has to always be clean from what other people think about him. The same way, he has to be clean the way he's viewed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Shenemar v'yisem nikim mi'ashem u'mi'yisrael, v'aymer u'matzachein v'seichel tov be'enei elokim v'adam. Both psukim. And then we see even by tefillin that so much so that he would be mevatel a mitzvah of wearing tefillin just to be saved from chshad. And we see how chomer chazal are with chshad, that they're mevatel mitzvah say of tefillin here, that people shouldn't think that he's stealing.